A portfolio of silly and fun inventions. I'm starting to think that superhero belts are not as silly as they sound. One seller made $657,900 selling the Batman Begins Dark Knight utility belt, which is for costumes only. My own design, an extension of the wallet, will be able to hold credit cards, phones, car remote, music player, and more. Not to mention the massive test of courage that walking around with what looks like a bat belt represents. And what an adventure that could be. When was the last time someone asked you if those are real smoke bombs? And when was the last time that you actually went to the dollar store to pick up a couple of them? And specifically, because not only does your belt support them, but indeed actively encourages you to get some, as it has a cute little compartment for them. Who cares that come July 4th, unlike Batman, you need to fiddle with a lighter to light them, and they puff a baby cloud of indeterminate color that even a ninja couldn't hide in. A smoke bomb is a smoke bomb. Of course, the little pocket doubles as a convenient, neat little hiding place for candy. It supports anything between 4 Tootsie Rolls to a couple of Ferrero Rocher with crunchy hazelnuts. Seriously, though, it is all only as foolish as you want it to be. People looking at your portfolio won't care if it is a superhero belt or a Raspberry Pi computer case, as this is a question of your creativity and your accomplishment. Parents should know that it is a very noble thing to set off to get a PhD to further science or to make a difference for people that need help and support. But there is an easy way and a hard way. The easy way is what the seller I linked to is doing. By the amount of money he made, he removed the whole stress of poverty and failing and being stuck with debt. Schools are taking advantage of students by forcing them into debt. We must encourage students to create, to learn independently alongside all the broken lectures and promises, so that they don't get stuck in life. Even before finishing this text, I already started testing tactical jewelry design. I'm not yet quite sure what it is, but I bet it is great for a portfolio and self-defense, and certainly fascinating to look at.
Wow, that is a very interesting bracelet you got there, ma'am.
It is actually all the components I need to swiftly assemble a dependable grappling hook, merely arranged to look like a fancy bracelet. I often use it to escape boring conversations and inquisitive people like you.
I am sure that if we teach students to become inventors too, they will invent their way towards their future.